Oh.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
早上好，母亲节快乐。
I've come back home to my favorite people.
我终于回到家，见到我最喜欢的人群了。
I'm really glad to see each one of you.
我很高兴今天在这里看到大家。
The Lord gave us a wonderful trip.
神很赐福我们这次的旅程。
Partly because I was feeling better, I think.
因为可能部分也是因为我自己感觉好起来了。
But he sent us to some places, three new places that God is opening up new ministries. We have to thank him for that.
我们真的是要感谢神，因为他这次特别让我们去到三个新的地方，让我们在那里开始了新的事工。
And then I was thinking that we could never go to these places if it were not for the church.
我想说，如果不是因为教会的缘故，我们可能真的是没有办法到这些地方去。
I was on 12 airplanes this time.
我这次坐了12次飞机。
So you can see that our air travel is pretty much.
好像我们真的是一直在飞来飞去。
So I really want to thank the church for supporting us in this because we could not reach how the Lord is helping us to reach now if it were not for you.
所以我真的是很感谢教会对我们的支持，因为就是因为你们的支持使我们能够到这些我从来没有想过说能去的地方来帮助那里的人。
Now there's not every church that can be blessed with a grandparent choir.
并不是每一个教会都有一个这个在母亲节能有一个这个奶奶和祖母辈的这个诗班来献诗。
And I want to thank you all.
我特别感谢长青团契的献诗。
Well, now this morning, as we're thinking about mothers.
那我们今天早上在这里当谈到母亲的时候。
And actually, mothers have a very special, specific job.
你知道吗？母亲有一个非常特殊、非常特别的职分。
Which is neither easy.
并不容易。
It isn't something that always comes natural to you.
而且也不是说你好像很自然就可以做得出来的。
There are times that you probably wish that things were quite different.
你很可能有的时候会希望自己不要处在这样的情况下。
But the wonderful thing is that the Lord has asked us to do something and he will give us the ability to do it.
但是很奇妙的是，当神让我们做一件事情的时候，他就一定会预备我们，给我们能力可以做好。
Someone has written, every time a child is born, a mother is born.
有人说，当一个孩子出生的时候，就诞生了一个新的妈妈。
And if for a moment you can go back to that very first child you had.
你可能这时候可以回想一下，当你生第一个孩子的时候。
And probably you, if you could remember any of the process that was so hard.
你记不记得这个过程是多么痛苦
？You probably would say to me, "Well, yeah, it was hard, but it was all right."
你可能会说，哎呀，当时可能是挺辛苦，但是过去就过去了。
Because there's something about having that little child that washes away all the hurts.
因为当这个新生儿出生的时候，当你看到他的时候，好像你的那个所受的苦就都值得了。
And there comes an internal bond.
然后这个妈妈和孩子中间就会有一个很自然的
Which forms a tremendous relationship.
有一个那个心连心的关系让这个母子的关系就变得非常的坚强好像其他的事情都不重要了
It transcends all other relationships.
而且是超越其他的这个关系的
Now men as daddies, you have those relationships, but not quite like mothers.
这个父子之间也是很亲密但是总不是比不上那个母子之间那种紧密的联系
So this morning I must say how much I appreciate each one of you today.
所以我今天就特别想感就是真的是我为你们每一个人感谢
Now if we have a perfect mother here, I would like you to stand up.
如果我们当中有一个完美的母亲我想请你站起来
I'm sure all of you said it's not me.
你们肯定会说不是我
I just don't think there is one.
因为恐怕没有一个完美的妈妈。
And because of that, we recognize that we're in this together. All mothers, we have to strive and we have to sort of keep at it.
所以正因为如此，我们都知道说我们都不完美，所以我们都要在尽力，都在努力当中。
But the wonderful thing that I have to say to you today.
但是我今天要告诉你一个好的消息。
Is that you're not alone.
就是说你不孤单。
I want to talk to you about something that happened to Paul.
我想讲关于保罗的一个经历。
Now it wasn't that he became a mother.
不是说保罗也当妈妈了。
But Paul had another experience.
保罗有一个不同的经历。
Paul was now a prisoner.
在那个时候保罗是一个囚犯。
And they were taking him to Rome on a ship.
然后他们要把他带到罗马去就要坐船。
Now, God had seemingly spoken to Paul and said, if they leave this port, you're going to have a lot of trouble.
那个时候神好像就已经跟保罗说了，如果你们要坐船出海，这个时候出海的话就会有麻烦。
But they wouldn't listen to Paul.
那但是那些航海的人都不听保罗的。
So they weren't out very long. I don't think it was maybe one or two days that a tremendous storm hit them.
他们在海上航行了一阵子以后，就遇到了一个很大的风暴。
And we see that it was. If any of you have ever been on the sea in a storm, you might understand a little better.
如果你在海上遇到过风暴的话，你可能更能理解。
I remember a friend of mine from New Zealand who told me when she would go from America to New Zealand, she said, I would go on these big boats and we'd go the northern route. And she said, sometimes that boat would go just like this and I could see all the way down.
那个我有一个朋友，他有一次坐船从美国到新西兰去，然后呢，他就说在这个北方的这个航线上，有的时候这个海里有风暴有浪的时候，这个船就整个就是头就这么扎下去，就好像你从上再往下看一样。
So I'm sure you would agree with me that storms are not the nicest thing.
你要知道，这个海上的风暴可不是闹着玩的。
So here they are going through this day after day.
那我们就回到保罗的这个故事。那他们在那里遇到风暴，而且这个风暴持续了很久。
They were not eating.
他们那个时候也吃不了东西。
In fact, it was a fast time for Paul. He was no doubt praying through this.
那对于保罗来说，他正好在这个时候是在禁食祷告，他在不断的祷告。
But one day, something happened to Paul.
那但是有一天，有一件事情发生了。
One night, he had a night visitor.
那有一个晚上，有一个人来拜访他。
It was the angel of God.
是神的使者。
And he went on to say, "There stood before me that night an angel of God." Whom I am and whom I serve.
那这个在《使徒行传》里，保罗讲到，因我所属、所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边。
Do you notice the relationship that Paul is saying?
你在这里有没有注意到保罗在提到他跟神的关系
？Here's an angel, but she went on to state, and if we put it in our own words, but I know who he's come from because I know him personally.
就是当神的使者站在他的面前的时候，他不仅仅只是神的使者而已，因为保罗说，我亲自认识他，我跟他有一个关系，我能认得出他来。
So during that whole storm, he wasn't alone.
所以在这个整个的风暴过程中，保罗并不孤单。
During that whole storm, the angels of the Lord was round about him, as he promised in Psalms 34.
在这个风暴当中，神的使者一直在保罗的左右，就好像在诗篇三十四篇神所应许的那样。
Are you ever aware of that?
你有没有体会到这一点
？When you have their two children, maybe they're not too far apart, and they're yelling and they're hollering, and the laundry needs to be put in, and there's something on the stove that needs to be taken care of, and somebody calls you, and there you are in the midst of it all.
如果你曾经有过这个焦头烂额的时候，两个孩子还小，两个又吵又闹，然后衣服需要洗，晚饭需要做，这个时候又有人给你打电话。
Or somehow you're having a problem with that teenager.
或者也可能你家里有个青少年。
You don't know how to deal with it. You don't know what the outcome will be.
然后这个问题已经棘手到你们不知道该怎么对付，你也不知道将来它会成什么样子。
If you could get hold of the fact.That if you can say as Paul, I know God.
可是如果你能够像保罗一样，你能够知道说你跟神是什么样的关系。我认识他，因为我所属所侍奉的神。
And recognize that the angel of the Lord just encamps around you.
你能够是不是能够体会到神的使者一直在你身旁？
Maybe it was like Elisha that could say to a servant, "Lord, open their eyes that they can see." Those that are watching over.
就好像以利沙那样，他向神祷告说：“神呐，求你开我仆人的眼睛，让他看见你的天使天君在保护我们。”
You might say that sounds good in the biblical terms, but this is today. Listen, today they're still there. They're still watching over. They're still caring when I am a child of God.
你可能会说那是圣经上记载的故事，今天就不一样了。可是我要告诉你说，今天就在此时此刻，神的使者仍然在环绕着我们，仍然在看顾我们。
You see, God allows them, He commands them to take over us. As far as watching, yes, watching us.
神差派他们来环绕在我们周围，真的是看顾保护我们，是神的命令使他们这样做的。
But the big problem is our eye of faith.
但是问题在出在我们自己身上，我们的信心的眼睛看不见。
Do you ever think of that?
你有没有这样想过？
When the pressures are coming and things are on you, are you thinking, you know, the angels that are around me, they understand.
当你的问题来的时候，当你这个遇到的处境使你焦头烂额的时候，你有没有想到过说，天使就在你的身边，就在看顾保护你？
You see, our faith is our heavenly eyes.
你知道吗？信心是让我们能够看见属天的事情的眼睛，是我们属灵的眼睛。
I may not see them, but because God said they're there, they are there.
虽然我们的肉体的眼睛看不见，但是我神说了他们在那里，我就凭着信心的眼睛可以看到。
Now I'm not chiding you because many, many times in my life, I've never remembered that.
我并不是在说你，因为对于我自己来说，也有很多时候我自己也看不到。
And because of that, the heavy situation or the despair or whatever it was became very heavy on me.
然后正是因为信心的眼睛看不到，使得周围的环境的压力就变得非常沉重，压在我的身上。
But I was carrying it needlessly.
但我真的是就是没有必要背这个担子，可是我仍然在背。
Because I wasn't exercising my faith as he wanted me to, if I had only known the angels were surrounding me.
我并没有操练神要我操练的那个信心，没有意识到神的使者在我的周围在保护我，我没有必要担那个担子。
You see, when we look down,
你知道当我们低头看的时候，
everything becomes negative.
就是我们在看负面事情的，在看反面的时候，什么事情都是不顺心不如意的。
I don't know why I have to do everything.
我不明白为什么什么事情都要我做。
I don't know why they don't really anyone cares.
为什么大家别人都不关心呢？
I wish that maybe I had made other choices.
哎，我要没有当时没有做这样的选择就好了。
And so what you're doing then is you're looking down and you see the negatives of life, and there are plenty of them.
那当你这样做的时候，你实际上在一直在看这个负面的东西，在看反面的，是因为你要着意去找这些的话，你能够看到很多。
What we need to do is to look up.
但是我们要做的是抬头向上看。
What we need to do is with our eyes of faith say, thank you, Lord, I know the angels are there.
你可以用你信心的眼睛看到，然后告诉神说，我感谢你，因为我知道你的使者在保护我。
And begin to encourage your heart in the Lord.
然后让你的心
David said I had to do.
让你的心在神的里面受到鼓励，就像大卫在诗篇中所说的那样。
Now these people on that boat needed something because they were in gloom and doom. They thought the next wave may be the last one.
那这个跟保罗同在一条船的人就觉得已经就是面临死亡了，这个大难当头了，也许下一个浪再打过来，船就翻了。
So what did Paul do? He got them together.
那保罗做的什么呢？他把他们聚集在一起。
And he said, "My God sent angels."
所以他就跟他们讲说，我的神差派他的使者在我旁边。
And they're encamped round about us.
他们在我们的四周扎营保护我们。
You see why Paul could tell that is because he had a living relationship.
为什么保罗能够这样坚定地说呢？是因为他跟神的这个关系是一个活的。
You see, this is what Christianity is all about.
这就是基督教的这个核心所在。
It's not creeds and rules and regulations.
不是信条，不是规定。
It's not church and hymns and all that sometimes we put on the trappings.
也不是我们来教会所做的这些事情。
It's a living relationship.
是你跟神一个活生生的关系。
And it can be a very sweet relationship.
这个可以是一个非常甜美的关系。
It can supersede all other relationships in our life.
是可以超过我们其他一切人际关系的。
So why don't I have this?
那你可能会问，那为什么我没有跟神有这样的关系呢？
Because you haven't learned to practice his presence.
因为你没有学习说时常操练和他的同在。
Well, I believe in God.
然后信靠他。
I'm one of his children.
我是他的孩子。
But you see, what happens is there is no true connection.
就因为你跟神之间没有一个真正的。
Between our creed and our experience.
就是我们所读的那个信条，那个信经，跟我们自己的经历配不上。
There must be a connection between us and God so that we can say, I know the angels of the Lord is there. I know he is with me. Because as Paul said, I serve him.
那就好像保罗那样，我们跟神之间必须有一个通的这个纽带。我们可以说，我知道神在那儿，我知道他就在我的周围，因为他是我所服侍的那位神。
Probably the most of our conversation with him outside of prayer is, Lord help me.
那我们可能这个在祷告之外跟他说的最多的一句话就是主啊求你帮助我。
But you can talk to him on a wonderful level.
但是你知道吗，你可以跟他可以有一个很亲密的谈话。
Time and time.
我说过很多次。
And it's been the thing that has been the cream on the strawberries in my life.
就好像这个甜美就好像这个草莓上最后挤的那个甜奶油一样。
To be able to converse with him like I am with June.
就好我跟他能够谈话就好像跟我身边的任何一个人一
样。Even on a deeper level than I converse with June.
并且是一个更深的一个关系，更深的这个交谈。
I can tell him anything.
我可以把我所有一切想说的都跟他说。我可以从心里把我所想的全部告诉他。我可以跟他讲说我的先生是怎么样对待我。
I would never tell anybody else, no doubt, a particular area, the way they're treating me.
那可能在某些事情上你不可能跟任何人其他讲，其他任何人讲。你却可以和他讲，和你的天父讲。
Talk to Jesus from our heart. This is what we need to do.Practice the presence of God.
把你最真实的想法告诉耶稣，这就是我们所做的操练。他就好像习惯说他和我们在一起。
Live with an ongoing conversation with him.
好，你每天都跟他有不断的交流。
You know, sometimes prayer is a discipline.
你知道吗？有的时候祷告真的是一种操练，一种习惯。
When we get down and have our prayer, sometimes the devil comes, sometimes things come in, and our mind wanders.But I want to tell you something about the conversation with him.
当我们正正经经好像跪下来要跟神祷告的时候，有的时候魔鬼会来攻击我们，然后我们就开始胡思乱想。但是我想要告诉你这一点。
It's not exactly like prayer. It's not like prayer.
不是说不像祷告。
It is a deeper, it's a deeper communication.
这个祷告是一种深度的交通。
And I can do it wherever I am.
就是说不管我身在何处。
And whatever is happening.
也不管周围发生了什么样的事情。
You would say, Sister Schwartz, people think I'm crazy if I talk to the Lord.
那我要这么，你可能会说，如果我这样跟他交通的话，那别人看见我会觉得我像疯了似的。
Now years ago, when I would drive along praying and people would look, I think they did think probably I was crazy.
那我就记得很多年前我自己一边开车一边祷告，周围的人看我可能觉得我是有点毛病。
But not today.
但是今天就不会了。
When you go along talking, they think you're on the phone.
你现在一边开车一边祷告，人家肯定以为你在打电话。
You don't have to worry at all.
所以你一点都不用操心，说他会觉得你有毛病。
And when you're alone, you can speak to him.
当然你自己独处的时候，你更可以和他一起说话。
And now the angel said something to Paul. He said, "Fear not."
那这个时候，神的使者对保罗说，不要害怕。
He said, "You know, you've got to be brought before Caesar."
你必定站在凯撒面前。
And God is going to give you and all of these your lives.
并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。
And when Paul was speaking to them, he said, "I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me."
所以当他保罗跟这个船上的人这样讲的时候，就说神所，我相信神，他怎么样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
Did the wind stop blowing? No.
那保罗说这个话的时候，风暴停了吗？并没有。
No.
浪静了吗？也没有。
There were still days that they were going to go through.
那在这个他在保罗说了这话之后，他们还要经过好几天的风暴。
A tremendous promise from God, you'll all be saved.
但是保罗从神那里得到了宝贵的应许，就是全船的人都可以得救。
Because through his life, Paul had developed the understanding that God's promises are real.
因为在保罗自己的个人经历中，他已经深深的知道神的应许是现实的。
When God says it, He means it.
是真实的，神所说的。
There's no changing.
他一定会成就，绝不改变。
We can't maneuver Him. We can't talk Him out of it. When God said, "I will be with you," He will be with you.
我们没有办法扭转他的心意，然后使得他改变他的决定，因为当神说我要与你同在的时候，他就必与我们同在。
He knew this promise keeping God.
所以保罗认识这位就是信守信实的神。
So you see here we see that Paul was convinced.
我们在这里
God's word.
神可以看到保罗深信神所说的话。
Are we?
我们是这样深信的吗？
When he tells us in his word that he will do this, are we convinced?
当我们读到神的话语说神说我要这样做的时候，我们是不是也有这样深深的相信？
So you might say, well, I don't know if God means that for me.
你可能就会想说，哎呀，这个不一定是对我说的。
To a Christian person, he either means that for you, or that my grace is sufficient, I'll keep you.
那对于对于我们每一个基督徒来说，我们知道神所应许的必要成就，神也能用他的恩典来保守我们。
So you have to understand and be convinced.
所以你必须要
truly convinced that what God says he means.
你必须要知道，而且要深信不疑，神所说的一定会实现。
Now the problem many times because we can't seem to get our hands caught on a scripture that can help us is because we don't study God's word.
那很多时候问题出现在说我们没有办法有这个深信不疑，因为我们没有读神的话，我们都不知道去信什么。
How many several times on our trip, women would say, "I'm very fearful."
那有好几次我们在中国的时候有一些妇女来跟我讲说我很害怕。
What should they do?
那他们该怎么办呢在这个时候
They should begin to take their Bible and peruse through there or if they have these modern things that can bring them up. Find scriptures on fear.
那他们应该做的就是拿到一个有用的这个圣经工具电子也好书本也好去找圣经中关于害怕是怎么说的。
And begin to read them and make them come a part of you.
当你去读的时候当你看到神关于这个害怕的在这件事情上所给的应许和命令的时候吸收进来让它成为你的
You see, I can teach you many things but if it doesn't become internalized if it doesn't become part of you you're not going to remember it very well
我可以教给你很多事情
You're not going to do it very well
你可以听到很多的这个教导但是如果你不把它吸收进来成为你生命中真实的一部分的话并不这些东西并不能够帮助你
Then as you begin to read those scriptures push your despair aside push your doubts aside and begin to get hold of God's grace
当你在读这些圣经的时候把你的这个绝望和怀疑都把它推开紧紧抓住神的应许
He said my grace is sufficient for whatever you're going through
因为神说不管你经历什么我的恩典都够你用
But Sister Schwartz I haven't found it so
你可能会说可是我从前的经历并不是这样的。
That's because you've not used everything that is at your fingertips available from God.
那是因为你并没有使用神所赐给你的你可以使用的那些工具和武器。
We have taken worry as something that's necessity.
我们好像觉得这个担心操心是这个生活的一部分。
If I don't worry over my children, I'm not a good mother.
我不操心我的孩子我怎么会是个好母亲呢
That's not true.
但这并不是真实的。
If I don't commit my children to God, I'm lacking.
如果我没有把我的孩子完全的交给神的话，那我是一个缺乏的神。
Some of you right now have adult children or children in college or whatever it is, and there's something there, uneasiness, you're always concerned about it, you're worrying over it, maybe you're worrying over how you're going to pay it or all kinds of things. Can we not understand that Jesus said, do not worry?
那么当我们当中可能有一些人孩子已经成年离开家或者有一些正在上大学那你做母亲的心里还是会惦记他们会担心他们
Worry means we're not trusting God.
当你担心的时候你要记得耶稣说不要担心不要害怕也就是说当我们担心害怕的时候我们实际上没有在信靠神
Now his answer may not come today or next week or next year but you mark it somewhere down the life of your children it will come
可是当你把你的孩子真的是交给神的时候也许神的那个应许那个答案并没有今天或者明天甚至明年就实现但是你要相信当在他们的生命中神一定会有一天做成他要做的工作
He took out another anchor
然后
The anchor of the plan of God
那我们生命中要有一个锚这个锚就建立在这个神对你生命的计划上
He said now don't fear Paul because GodIs going to bring you and must bring you before Caesar.
那这个时候，因为保罗说，这个神的使者对他说，你不要害怕，你必定站在凯撒面前。
Now that was a plan.
这个就是神的计划。
Part of a plan.
是神计划的一部分。
And I want you to see that God has a plan for every one of us.
那我就想让你通过这个可以看到神对我们每一个人都有一个特别的计划。
Sometimes I feel myself, Lord, have I done enough or done well enough at your plan? But I have to leave that in God's hands.
有的时候我也会想说神那我是不是照着你的计划做了我是不是完成你给我的这个计划了但是我知道我要提醒自己我必须让神自己来做成。
But I want his plan for my life.
但是我的心有这个渴望让他的计划能够在我身上成就。
Right now, I think the next plan God has for me is to go home to heaven.
那我在这现在我这个生命的阶段我知道我盼望神的计划就是他带我回天家。
Some of you are just starting out.
那我们当中可能有些人刚刚开始生命的这个旅程。
Jeremiah said, For I know the plan, this is what God said, For I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord.
在耶利米书二十九章神这样说耶和华说我知道。
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
Plans for a hope
不是降灾祸的意念。
And a future.
要叫你们末后有指望。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗
No, this thing that Paul was going through wasn't nice. It wasn't good. This plan of God was a little rough on it.
保罗所经历的这个遭遇并不是一帆风顺是一个平稳的其实并不是一个好受的经历
He ended up in the deep, in the water and he went through all of that, but it was God's plan.
他最后还是掉到了水里然后这个有经历这个困难但是这个就也是神的计划。
Now there may be, there's a true plan for the whole life, but there is a plan for mothers and fathers.
那我们每个人可能都有自己的计划但同作为父母亲神有一个特别的计划。
And in the word of God, that plan for every father and every mother is to make the next godly generation.
那在神的话语告诉我们他对每一个父母亲的这个计划其中一部分就是说要教养你的后代成为敬虔的人。
In Psalm 78, verse 5 through 7,Look at a minute. You look it up for us now.
在诗篇七十八篇五章五第五节到第七节，如果你有圣经的话，请你把它打开。
When they do, you read it for
us. 找到诗篇七十八篇五到第七节。
Now this is God's plan for every Christian mother and.
在这里面，神给了每一个作为基督徒的父母亲他的计划。找到，我们就一起来读诗篇七十八篇。因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。好，就到这里。
We cannot make decisions for our children.
我们并不能替孩子做所有的决定。
But we can give them the tools, we can give them the ethics, we can give them the character building, we can give them the scriptures of God's word to help them as they make their decisions.
但是在他们要做决定的时候，我们可以提供一些帮助，提供工具，然后把神的这个话语交给他们，让他们能够做出一个正确的决定。
He told the mothers and fathers of that day, he said, when you're talking with your children, when you're sitting and talking to them,When you're in your house or when you're walking along and see the beauty of all the nature and all of these things, he said, he gave a whole list of things. This is what I want you to do with your children.
那这个神在这个话 他的话语里特别提到当我们这个和孩子一起生活的时候无论在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论耶和华所吩咐的。
Now God has no grandchildren.
对于神来说他没有孙子辈。
Each one of us must know him for ourselves.
我们每一个人都要亲自来认识他，成为他的儿女。
Not because my mother did, not because of my father, but I am to pass on to my children a reverence to God and a faith in him.
我们没有办法通过我们的父母亲跟神建立关系，我们必须要亲自跟他建立第一手的关系，认识他，敬畏他。
I cannot make their choices, but I can be there with what helps.
我们没有办法替我们的孩子做决定
this,
但是我们可以帮助他们
The next one, it's so important live a godly life before them
然后还有一个非常重要的就是在他面前你们要做出榜样要过敬虔的生活
Never was I so fully aware of how young children take on the patterns of their parents.
我从前没有意识到说孩子在很小很小的时候就会学习效法父母的样子。
Ethan, and only in his 2 years old, little, well, he'll be three soon in September, but that little boy does what his mama does.
那这个 Ethan 现在已经快三岁了，但是他从两岁开始真的时候就学妈妈的样子，妈妈做什么他就做什么。
When his mother has everything in order, he's there putting everything in order.
那妈妈喜欢整齐，东西都摆好，他也会学着妈妈的样子把东西都摆好。
When she goes to do the wash, he's there to put it in and take it out.
那妈妈去洗衣服，他就也跟在后面把衣服放进去拿出来。
The other day she was cooking his egg, he wanted to cook it too.
那妈妈给他做鸡蛋的时候，他也在旁边想要帮忙。
So she let him get up on a stool, and here he was stirring the eggs.
那所以呢，这个小伊森就搬个小椅子来，站在妈妈旁边一起搅鸡蛋。
You see, children is not altogether what is taught, but what is caught.
那我们常常说，这个你的行为更胜于你的言语。
And what we are is what they're going to see.
对他们的影响来说，我们是什么样的人，他们看得很清楚。
Sometimes I wonder how anyone in India serves the Lord.
那有的时候我就觉得好像在印度，这个要服侍神得有多难。
In many ways, the British, when they colonized it, they were not showing anything but culture Christianity, and lots of times not even that.
那在当这个印度成为英国殖民地的时候，有很多英国人到那里，他们所表现出来的这个所谓宗教信仰，很多时候是跟他们文化联系在一起的，有的时候根本就没有什么信仰可谈在里面。
It was Mahatma Gandhi that said, "I really admire Jesus."
但是当这个是甘地，他说他非常的这个敬慕耶稣。
But I can't say much for his followers.
他说我非常敬畏耶稣，但是对他的门徒可就没有这种感觉。
The most important thing you can do for your children is live before them a godly life.
所以我们能够为孩子做的最好的榜样，就是在他们面前过敬虔的生活。
Okay, I'm getting a sign.So I'll do the last one.
那我已经被告知要赶快结束了。
Before I have to give out a pill for ulcers.
所以
Okay. The last one, and I just want to talk about God's power.
那我最后想说的是要讲神的能力。
The very last verse of that scripture, it says that they all escaped safely to the land.
那在这个使徒行传这个讲这个风暴的故事到最后的时候，最后一句话结束的时候就说
God has infinite power.And he wants to give it to us.
神有完全的能力，神大有能力，他要把这个能力赐给我们。
And how to get that power is to depend on that.
我们怎么样能够得到？
Lord, I can't do it, but oh, I can through your grace.
能够依靠他，就是说我们在神的面前说，神啊，我做不到，但是我可以依靠你的能力。
He can give you power that you won't even understand.
他给你的能力，你可能都不能够明白是怎么
样发生的。And he wants to share that pattern, that power with us.
而神愿意把他的能力赐给我们。在那个使徒行传最后这一章最后就讲到说，这样众人都得了救。
Mothers, you're not alone, nor fathers.
父母亲们，你们并不孤单。
We have the greatest resources of all creation, and eternity.
我们有在永恒中，在这个
We have a God that loves us.
在这个被造的这个世界中最重要的一个能力。A God that sends
protection around us.
我们有一位爱我们的神，有一位保护我们的
神。A God that makes promises that he never fails.
有一位告诉我们，应许我们他绝不失败的神。
An individual plan for each one of us.
而且我们神对我们每一个人都有一个特殊的计划。
And power to be able to do that plan.
而且他也要赐给我们能力，让我们能够完成他的给的计划。
Could we ask for any more?
我们还能要更多的吗？
Make this next year the best year of your life. Lord, I'm going to begin to get in contact. I'm going to believe. I'm going to just put myself in your hands.
让这个明年下一个年成为你最人生最重要的一年，把你的这个全心都放在神的身上，相信他，依靠他。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢你们大家。
Now comes the exciting part of the program.
下面就会有更精彩的节目。